Espresso Delivery by Derek Morrison. You have two shots in the morning to set up your day, with two more mid-morning so that on the pace you stay. In between are the energy gels, which are not much to your taste, but they have become essential because they're also caffeine-laced. After 1 hour, the alertness washes over you as the caffeine comes into play. Your thinking is so much faster as out in front you stay. Your endurance has increased. Your stamina is high, so you sink another gel as down the road you fly. At lunch, you try to control the slight tremor and restlessness you feel. Just one more coffee will soon bring that to heel. You are really buzzing now as on your bike you get. No one can catch you as back on the road you set. But you don't feel so good as your system feels the effect. Your pulse is now accelerating as the heart starts to object. Where now is all the strength and stamina you earlier enjoyed? Perhaps time to reflect on the health with which you've toyed. That night you cannot sleep because the drive remains too high. So you toss and you turn on the bed where you lie. More time for reflection on the value of what was done as the dawn light creeps through the curtain. Another day begun. So on your next ride, the caffeine fixes have been cropped. Withdrawal headaches were guaranteed as suddenly you stopped. Performance tails right off with fatigue for many weeks until your system adjusted to the absence of caffeine tweaks. Now, caffeine is a legal drug, and endurance it certainly enhances, but it has diminishing returns for those who choose to take such chances. And like any drug with overdose, it can hit an unexpected spot, particularly when you don't know how much caffeine's in a shot. As little as 1 milligram per kilogram of body mass, and physiological effects will still come to pass. At 5 milligrams per kilogram, the effects don't tend to hide, which is why some cyclists use it before or during a ride. Caffeine is a neurostimulant, which is why you feel so free. It constricts your brain's blood vessels and also affects its chemistry. It may strengthen all the muscles, which also includes the heart, but it can also raise your blood pressure while along the road you dart. But like any drug of any type, tolerance develops over time. So you increase the dose because with this drug there is never any crime. But in the end, it is the withdrawal effects your intake seeks to avoid. So that is why double shots of espresso and gels are then employed. But how much is in your coffee? And how much is in your tea? You are never told this. Your barista, if asked, would flee. The answer, of course, is it varies. But in your 200ml of filtered bean, it is reasonable to assume there will be at least 100 milligrams of caffeine. And if you think you're being really cool by using coffee instead of Red Bull, but a wrong assumption, best flush down the pan. Red Bull has 80 milligrams in a high caffeine can. Coffee tastes bitter because of the alkaloids like caffeine, but the amount contained within depends on the type of coffee bean. Arabica contains 50% less than Robusta, which is probably just as well, because the former has 80% of the world market in its spell. Consider also how many shots are standard in your refreshing brew. Some shops give you one, whereas others give you two. Get it wrong and you can easily exceed your limit for the day. And at that point you may find where the side effects do lay. You would also be wrong to think a mild roast will give you a lesser kick, because less roasting simply leaves the caffeine in much better nick. So when you look at these 1 to 5 numbers on your coffee jar or pack, lower can mean higher, if you get my line of attack. How much is safe, you may want to ask. But that's not so easy. It's definitely a research-led task. But for pregnant women, it certainly should be low or no. For with more than 200 milligrams per day, baby may not grow. For everyone else, an intake of about 400 milligrams per day seems to be pretty average to feed, work and play. But caffeine peaks at 1 hour, with effects for 3 hours more. So best take account of this as another coffee you pour. For the same reason, if you are out for dinner late and are offered coffee as they clear the plate, it's your call on whether counting sheep is preferable to a good night's sleep. Two shots in the morning may well set up your day, with two more mid-morning so that on the pace you stay. But next time caffeine begins enhancing your coping, reflect briefly on this tale as you employ this form of doping.